righty, folks. Dave Player back in studio. I got to keep reminding people this is back on the air, I guess. Baseball in Chicago. And, of course, I welcome all of our Chicago White Sox fans since the Sox air on WGN. I am a Cubs fan. I'm not ashamed about that. I'm going to go opening week at some point.
Going the home opener.
Are you?
Yeah, I got bleacher tickets.
Some of us have a day job, Curtis Cope.
Some of us are fortunate to have a day off once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while. I know. So I share tickets with Mark Carmen and a couple of other people, and I'm going to go at some point. But I can't go opening day, so that happens. Curtis, you host a podcast of your own on baseball,
correct.
Don't you? What is it called?
Yeah, it's a Cubs podcast, strictly Cubs. So if you're a Cubs fan, you can go ahead and check it out on iTunes. It's 108 Bricks, Chicago Cubs podcast.
Okay, and what does that mean?
And the meaning behind it is 108 years in the terms of the last World Series championship between that drought, so 108 years. And then the Bricks is just the signature part of the ballpark when you walk in, the bricks and the ivy and all of that.
Very
stuff.
Cool.
So that's what it kind of you know what I
significant.
Mean. Significant. Yeah, thank you. Signifies in a sense of the title of it. So
nice.
That's what it all comes down to for that.
And that was a song that I, you know, first of all, they played at Wrigley Field before every game now, but that's a song that I grew up with when you knew Chicago Cubs baseball was on Channel 9, which, by the way, is the last season on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Drives me crazy. They're going to have their own network. And it's just, I think it's 71 years on WGN television. It's just tragic to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that was baseball. That was growing up for me.
And the last home opener, or the last regular season opener, I should say, was on Thursday.
Yeah.
With them on WGN TV, too.
Crazy. You came up with some really good trivia questions. I don't know all the answers. I thought we'd play a little game here.
Right.
You can play at home as well. Why don't you start with question number one?
Question number one, and by the way, there's 20 questions here.
We'll see what we get through.
We'll see what we can get through.
You bounce
we'll
around to the easy ones, so I don't look like an idiot.
The team that is now known as the Cubs has undergone a great number of name changes over the years, Dave, and I want to know what you think is the first name of this historic franchise. Now, you got three choices for you that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Chicago Metropolitans. Another one is the Chicago Cardinals, and the other one is the Chicago White Stockings.
Now, because I saw these questions in advance, I would know the answer, but I'm going to be honest with you if I didn't know the answers. I do know it was the Chicago White Stockings.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, it was Chicago White Stockings. Mm-hmm. All right, throw me another one.
Okay, let me bounce around a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead to this question. So the Cubs were the first team in Major League Baseball history to do what? Choices are throw a combined no-hitter, hit back-to-back home runs, or win back-to-back World Series titles.
Is that 07, 08?
No.
The World Series?
Oh, yeah. Well, technically, yes. Oh, I thought you were talking about 2017.
Yeah. But 1907, 1908 World Series. Okay.
Well.
Okay.
So,
see, I'm trying to tell you that I know the answer from that. Okay. All right. Okay.
So moving on again, another one I have here is, when the Cubs traded for Ryan Sandberg, what was his original position with the team? Second base, third base, or left field?
Ooh. Now I'm not looking at your answers. Now I'm turning this over. Left field?
No, it was actually a third base. The Cubs thought that this kid that they got from the Phillies didn't have enough power to play third base, so they moved him to second base, where he set the record for most home runs by a second baseman.
I would think so. All right, what do you got?
This one's another one. Yeah. Which Cubs hurler won 20 games in unprecedented six straight years? Greg Maddux, Milt Pappas, or Ferguson Jenkins?
Who won what now?
So, which Cubs hurler, which Cubs pitcher, starting pitcher, won 20 games six straight years? So, as a starting pitcher, you win 20 games in six straight years. Ferguson Jenkins, Greg Maddux, or Milt Pappas?
Jenkins?
It is Ferguson.
Oh, all right. Okay. Yes. All right. Okay.
This is a little bit more recent one. Infielder Ryan Terrio, former Cubs shortstop, he was drafted from which college? Michigan State University, Louisiana State University, or Oklahoma University? University of Oklahoma.
I don't know the answer to this one.
This one is B, Louisiana.
Louisiana, State. Okay.
Yeah, he actually was teammates with former Cub Mike Fontenot.
Look at that.
Louisiana State University.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Since you're a history guy, Dave, this is another one for you. Which American politician threw out the first pitch at the Cubs' 2006 season opener at Cincinnati? Was it Senator Ted Kennedy, President Ronald Reagan, or President George W. Bush?
Reagan was out of politics and out of everything by 2006, and I'm going to have to say it was George Bush.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It is George Bush.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one is a little bit more interesting for me, especially because this guy is my favorite Cub of all time.
Oh, Gary Wood. Know. Okay.
He threw the 20-strikeout game against the Astros. Kind of talked about it earlier, how Joe and Tanya was at the game.
Mm-hmm.
Who is his catcher?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Okay, give me the multiple choice.
So here's the multiple choice. All three of these guys were on that roster that year. Sandy Martinez, Scott Servais, or Tyler Houston?
Was it Martinez?
It was Sandy Martinez.
Okay.
And he actually caught the least amount of games that year for the Cubs. He was
really?
Actually considered the third catcher in terms of depth chart on the roster that year.
And he just happened to be there for that game.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll read a couple more really quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see the 30 for 30 that ESPN produced a while back about Steve Bartman?
Yes, I did.
Do you know the name of that?
Oh.
I'll give you
yeah,
three
go
options.
Ahead, go ahead.
A Lifetime in Hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong Place, Wrong Time, or Catching Hell?
Oh, man, I don't remember. Say them again?
Lifetime in Hiding, Wrong Place, Wrong Time, or Catching Hell?
Lifetime in Hiding?
It's actually Catching Hell.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have caught that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that. Okay, all right.
This one, hold on, I have another one that you would know for sure that you would like.
Okay.
Let me find the question. Mm-hmm. Okay, so really quick. What former president did radio recreations from Cubs games?
Ronald Reagan.
In the 19th... Yep, you go. Okay, you knew that one. Okay,
well, isn't that funny? Because he was in Iowa,
yeah,
right?
He did it for the station WOC, which is an AM radio station. It's licensed in Davenport.
But recreations.
Yeah.
Recreations, yeah.
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 And this one's another fun one for you, and this will probably be the last one before we have to get to the news here in a little bit. Which Cub Hall of Famer played basketball for the Harlem Globetrotters during the offseason? Fergie Jenkins, Ernie Banks, or Billy Williams?
Was it Billy?
No, it was Fergie Jenkins.
It was Fergie.
Yeah. Ferguson
Jenkins.
He's
a tall guy.
Yeah.
And I see that happening.
He's very flexible, the pitcher, because pitchers usually need to get their strength and their power from their velocity through their legs. So
yeah.
Fergie played with the Harlem Globetrotters.
One more. Well, give me one more. One more good one. Yeah.
Okay. This one is another good one. Hot dogs are a staple at baseball games across the country. This year, the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council is projecting to sell how many hot dogs at American ballparks this season, Dave? I'll give you three choices.
Yeah.
A is 22.9, B, 16.5, and C, 18.3. And these are all millions, by the way.
I'm going to say A or B. I'm going to pick smack dab in the middle and say C.
18.3?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Oh!
MLB fans this season are expected to consume about 18.3 million hot dogs and nearly 4 million sausages in ballparks across the country.
Curtis, what do I win?
Well, Dave, if you had any Vienna beef, you could take that home with
you. All right.
While
okay.
it might not take the time to sting out like the two straight World Series losses like the Dodgers have the last few years, they actually are projected to sell the most hot dogs this year with about $2.7 million at hot dogs. At Dodger Stadium alone. The second city is a distant runner-up with 1.2 million hot dogs waiting to be consumed, and that's going to be at Wrigley Field.
Very cool.
That's what they're projecting.
Look at that.
So there's some Cubs trivia for you to
start
on your Sunday morning.
I like that. I like that. Very cool. Thank you for pulling that together.
You're welcome.
And your podcast again?
108 Bricks Podcast. You can find it on iTunes. Go ahead and download and subscribe, and we can get more involved in the show. In terms of if you want to get involved, I should say, you can contact us on Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, you can email the show at 108brickspodcast@gmail.com.
Very, very cool. Very cool.